It was probably the largest turnout ever for San Francisco's Gay Pride Parade. Gays celebrated their newly won right to marry in California. Gay Pride Parades in other cities around the world this past weekend weren't as festive. Extremists threw rocks and eggs at marchers in Sofia, Bulgaria, and Brno in the Czech Republic. And gays demonstrated in three cities yesterday in India, where homosexual acts are illegal. Ashok Rao Kavi is the founder of Humsafar Trust, which advocates for gays in India. He took part in the parade in New Delhi.
Oh, it was incredible. There were drummers, there were people wearing masks, and the best statement was from my lesbian activist, Geeti Thadani, who nearly 20 years ago said, "I don't think we'll ever have a pride march in our lifetime." And we hugged each other and said, "Wow, it's happening." And then, of course, we marched with this huge rainbow flag. Some of the policemen, I think, were absolutely wonderful. One of them, rather gorgeous-looking fellow, asked me, "What's this all about?" And I had to explain to him. He said, "My God, you don't have to demonstrate for that. All of us do it when we were young." Which I thought was an incredible statement, you know.
Now, you mentioned that many marchers joined the parade with masks on, and I understand that not all of those masks were happy masks. I mean, some said that they wore masks because they could get fired or harassed by friends or family if they came out of the closet. So describe for us what it's like to be gay in India in 2008.
Well, it's a form of stigma in the sense it's about the fact that you are going to take a decision about your sexuality, that you're not going to get married to a woman, that most probably you're going to have a same-sex lover who's not from the same class, caste, community or whatever. And last but not the least, the fact is that you're not going to be having children if you're in a same-sex marriage, at least not the usual way. That is what the real problem is. The basis of society in Asia is the family. It's not the individual. Although the individual has constitutional rights, you're totally invisible on the landscape as far as family, caste, community goes.
You're talking about very kind of personal family issues related to homosexuality. There's also a big behavioral lag in how attitudes view homosexuality. I understand there is still sexual aversion therapy, which was something that psychiatrists kind of abandoned in the early 60s for the most part in the United States. What's going on there?
Oh, here there are people taking their children for aversion therapy 6 months before they want to get married off. Because boys are money in the bank. They get in large dowries. They have to get married to form families, look after their parents. So it is an issue, you know.
So gay men and women can now marry in California. Any projection on when that's going to happen in India?
Oh, I think I must mention and put on record that the lesbians in India have been extraordinarily brave. They have gone to temples, they've got married, and when parents have come to separate them, many of them have been in suicide packs. First of all, being a woman in Asian society is hell. You have no negotiating power at all. After that, to be a lesbian must be extraordinarily difficult. I mean, I think the lesbians are really making a statement which I hope is understood.
Just a final question.
Yes.
Are you hopeful that things are going to change in India?
Yes, and dramatically so, because the concept of family is changing, the concept of society is changing. We have huge cities which really are the centers for gay subcultures to grow in. Look at Bollywood, look at music in both India and China, and you see gay men all over the place. If you took the Indian and the Chinese gay communities together, we would probably ask for a separate seat at the United Nations. We would be nearly 100 million strong. So you are seeing the slowly rising profile in the cultural landscape. But when it's going to form and congeal into a really, really strong movement, that is very unpredictable. But we are on our way.
Ashok Rao Kavi, a journalist and the founder and chairperson of the Humsafar Trust, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Marco.